Good morning. It's 8:37. It's F. Alex Morning. It's Guest-O-Rama Tuesday. We've got four guests today. And joining us in studio from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, we have a brand new first-time guest. Before we get to that, we will talk to Kimberly Alacqua. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Ted.
So I missed the last appearance because I was on vacation. So tell us about the community buckwheat pancake breakfast for Soldiers and Sailors 100th.
Oh, the pancake breakfast was awesome. We had about 250 come out to the Benton Fire Department. They were amazing. They did all the cooking. There was pancakes, there was sausage, there was eggs, toast, juice. The Burkett Mills donated the pancake mix, so we had regular pancakes as well as buckwheat. It was just great to see all the community members that came out to support Soldiers and Sailors.
And still more events to come.
Yes. Our next event is a chicken barbecue on September 14th at the Penny Ann Fireman's Field. It's $15 a ticket. It's from 11:30 to 2. We are doing pre-sale tickets. There will be some tickets available day of the sale. Also, you can buy them online at flhealth.org and go to our Soldiers and Sailors Centennial website page. Also, you can buy them through the foundation by calling 315-787-4050. And you can also buy them at Village Drug in Penny Ann. We're also working with Seneca Farms. They created Century Salute for us, which is a custom cherry vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And so the proceeds of pints and quarts are going to Soldiers and Sailors. Also, on October 24th, we're doing a Night to Remember in the 20s, which is a cocktail party at the mansion at Cuca Lake, $70 per person. Those tickets can be purchased online. And all the proceeds are going to benefit a new digital x-ray suite at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital.
Ah, that's wonderful. Now, I saw there was a sponsorship package. Are those still available for the remaining events?
Absolutely. We are definitely still taking sponsorships for the night in the 20s at the Cuca Mansion. And we also are doing a centennial circle. So if you make a gift of $100 or more to Soldiers and Sailors, you'll be listed as a centennial circle sponsor. And then we do have one more fundraiser two more fundraisers. There's just a lot going on. We're selling our Hardy Fall Mums that we do every year for Soldiers and Sailors. They're $25 if you want a memorial mum that can be delivered to Lakeview or St. Michael's Cemetery in Penny Ann, or they're $10 each. You can buy them by contacting Susie Eisenhart, or you can call the Finger Lakes Health Foundation at 315-787-4050, and there's also information on our website. And the last thing is we are still doing Remember and Honor, where we are selling stars to remember veterans and also of those who have passed away, and those can be purchased through the Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary, and all that information is on our website as well. So lots going on.
With the cooler weather lately, before you know it, we'll be doing the holiday trees.
I know that. Don't rush it, though.
Yeah, I know. That's Kevin Williams said something about fall. He said, no, not quite yet. And it is going to warm up later on this weekend. Yeah. So let's meet our first-timer here, our new provider, very new to the system, too.
Yes, I'm very, very excited to introduce Dr. Lucas Arick. He is a neurosurgeon. He is with the University of Rochester Medical Center. He's part of the medical faculty group. And he has an office in the medical office building adjacent to Geneva General Hospital. He is the first neurosurgeon that we've had to perform surgery at Geneva General Hospital. So we're very, very excited to have him here.
Dr. Arick, welcome. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me today here.
So now you have a very broad background of training. So tell us about the training you've undergone at Yale and in Germany and in Brazil.
So I just came here after finishing 2 years of fellowship at Yale in Connecticut. And before there, I did my residency, my medical training in Brazil. I also worked in Brazil as an attending for 8 years. And also in Germany, I did a fellowship in minimally invasive spine surgery.
So let's talk about how technology's changed, because this is an area where it's very different than it was a generation ago. And as you said, minimally invasive. So what are some of the tools that you can use now to make spinal surgery less invasive than it used to be?
Yeah, so here in Geneva, we have a lot of new technologies. One of them, you know, we have new microscopes. We have some what we call tubular retractors. So, for example, if your patient has a lumbar disc herniation or a spinal stenosis, instead of doing a big incision, we can do small incisions and through a tube work, you know, and get, you know, work on it. The other thing is we also have now in Geneva what is called navigation system and O-arm. So basically, we can do intraoperative CT scans during surgeries, and with the navigation system, we can, for example, it works like a GPS system, basically.
Wow.
And you can basically put screws through the navigation systems more safely, and also instead of doing big incisions, we can do like small incisions to put the instruments in.
One of the things that you mentioned that you do is surgery for disc herniation. So tell us what that means and what goes wrong with those discs. Kind of give us a little spinal 101 here of our, how our spine is laid out and what can go wrong.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so basically we can have disc herniations in the lumbar spine or in the cervical spine mainly, more readily in the thoracic spine. If it happens in the lumbar spine, so here we have the discs, they are pretty close to the nerve roots. So when the disc herniation occurs, patients usually start having a lot of pain going down to the legs. And of course, most of the patients will go well without surgery, but 20% of the patients will still have significant pain, the leg can get weak, and then surgery is indicated. And the these patients really goes well with surgery because we can decompress the nerve and the pain gets better in the same day usually.
So what do you do about the deterioration in the discs? Do you remove ones that go bad, or how do you fix that?
Yeah, usually for disc herniation, there is no need for repair or fusion. Usually we just take the disc that is compressing the nerve, and then that's it. And then the patient will need to do more physical therapy and strengthening of the muscles. Some patients, though, they have what we call some slip of the vertebra, which is called listhesis. And for these patients, sometimes we need to do instrumentation, a fusion with the screws. Right? But, you know, for most patients with disc herniations and spinal stenosis, there's no need for this type of instrumentation or fusion.
One of the things you do in your news release, it talks about stereotactic radiosurgery. Explain that.
Yeah, radiosurgery is it's a type of radiation to, you can do both in the brain or in the spine, that basically we do, instead of doing the, for example, radiation to the whole brain, we can target a specific point and treat the lesion there. So the beams, you know, the radiation will go just to the lesion and not to the area around it. So we can treat a lot of lesions like brain tumors, even trigeminal neuralgia this way. And I have a great significant experience at Yale with spinal tumors too.
Now, one of the things that these minimally invasive procedures has done is reduce the recovery time considerably. So, for example, if I have spinal disc surgery, how long till I can expect to be able to go home?
Yeah, you can go home even the same day.
Wow.
Yeah, even for bigger cases, probably the next day, you know. So that's the good thing about minimal invasive. You know, like the recovery, it's much better. You know, the pain post-op is also much better controlled, you know.
Talking with Dr. Lucas Orich, neurosurgery at UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. So talk about how you work with your parents, with your patients to decide what they need. Like you say, some disc patients might not need surgery, some therapy or PT or something can take care of it. How do you work with the patient to come up with the plan that they're comfortable with and that you can help them execute?
Yeah, perfect. That's a great question. So basically, each patient is different, right? And usually for example, let's take the same example of the lumbar disc herniation. So as 80% of the patients will improve with the conservative treatment, so we've tried first, you know, like the physical therapy, medication, and other option is also a spine injection. If the patient is not getting better, if we can try the spine injection, and then the surgery will be the last resource. Of course, if the patient is getting weak, you know, we have any concern of a spinal cord compression, which is more in the cervical spine, then, you know, like the surgery will be indicated up front to avoid the neurological deterioration. So each patient is unique, you know, and we need to tailor the best approach for them. But I always try to bring, you know, like the least invasive. If no surgery is the best option, so we should fight for it.
I was diagnosed when I was young with scoliosis, which is a curvature of the spine. In my case, it's been minor, and I haven't had anything done. How do I keep it that way? What are some good spine health tips for somebody who's my age, 64?
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So I think it's very important, you know, for the spine health overall is the core strengthening. So strengthening of the abdominal muscle, the paravertebral muscles, that's the key. You know, so doing physical exercise that keep your muscle strength, that's the key.
What was it that got you interested in surgery and spinal surgery to begin with?
Yeah, so I have a big background in medicine in my family. So my both parents are doctors, my sister, a lot of uncles that are doctors. So I was easy for me to choose to do medicine. And when I entered medical school, I was thinking about more doing cardiac surgery. But as soon as I learned neuroanatomy in my first year of medical school, I was passionate about it. Oh. So, yeah. And
Dr. Orich has an office at 200 North Street in the Medical Office Building, Suite 304 in Geneva. And if you'd like to learn more about what he can do for you, it's 315-607-8915. Or, of course, you can go to flhealth.org. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. I'm sure we'll talk again. We appreciate the visit.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity here, Ted.
All right, Kimberly, thanks as always. And
Can I just add one more thing?
Oh, absolutely, anytime.
Okay, I just wanted to add, too, so by Dr. Orich being here, bringing neurosurgery to Geneva, this is one of the benefits of the affiliation with the University of Rochester
right.
Medical Center,
Thank
because
you for
this
bringing
is a
up.
Service that we did not previously offer. So as people ask, what are the changes, this is one of the changes. So we're very fortunate that Dr. Orich is here.
All right, terrific. Thanks for the update, as always. Appreciate it.
Nice to see you. Thanks, Ted.
All right, you too. We get healthy every 2 weeks with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:49 now.